Here we go. San Francisco 49ers 2022 schedule release. I'm seeing some of these games for the first time, just as you guys are. So we'll get into all 18 weeks of the regular season for the 49ers, the biggest games, the toughest stretches, road trips, and we'll go through and pick wins and losses for the 2022 San Francisco 49ers schedule coming up right now.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Brian Peacock with you here at BD Peacock on Twitter. You will recognize that Eric Crocker not with me here today. He's got some more important things going on. Shout out to Stevie Crocker. Eric's wife has graduated the college and is getting ready to go into the is ready to become a nurse down in Arkansas. So that's really cool for them and cool for the Crocker family. So props to them and hope they're having fun over there and doing their thing and celebrating that one right. So I'm rolling solo on this one along with you folks that are in the live chat with me here. If you're listening to this podcast on Friday morning, I appreciate you being here with us, but you got to check out the YouTube channel. We have a ton of fun, and especially when we go live, and I love seeing all the folks filling up the chat already and getting pumped about this 2022 schedule for the San Francisco 49ers, seeing a lot of this out for the first time right here. We knew about some of the games that were happening, and man, I'm pumped for a lot of these games because Mexico City, right? Week 11, Thursday night football, a prime timer. That's a fun one. Actually, I'm going to put this up on the screen so everyone can look at that instead of my mug and take a look at the schedule that was released by the 49ers official Twitter account just moments ago before going live here. And a lot of wins, I think, on the schedule for the 49ers. And this is a team that's primed to win. How big of a step is Trey Lance going to take in his second year is really, really the big question with this football team in 2022. But preseason schedule, we've got the Green Bay Packers week one of the preseason. That's the home game and only one home preseason game. That'll be week one of the preseason against the Green Bay Packers. Then coming back against the Minnesota Vikings. They've already talked about those joint practices that are happening with the Minnesota Vikings in preseason week two. And then the Houston Texans to finish it off preseason week three. That is on it looks like it's going to be on Amazon Prime, 5 p.m. kickoff time on preseason week three, the finale against the Houston Texans on August 25th. But you guys came here to talk regular season, and I want to see everybody in the chat letting me know what you think about the 49ers schedule, which wins you like, which games you are going to go to, which games you plan on visiting in person, whether it's the home games, whether it's the road games. I want to focus on some of the road games and some of the best road trips for 49ers fans if they're going to travel to an away game away from Levi's Stadium. And that starts in week one to me, September 11th. 10 a.m. kickoff Pacific time against the Chicago Bears. We're going to have a matchup against second year quarterbacks, right? Justin Fields versus Trey Lance. I know a lot of 49ers fans were excited for the 49ers to draft Justin Fields instead of Trey Lance. Some rough stretches for both rookies, some promising moments for both rookies last year. The 49ers have a lot better roster around Trey Lance than Justin Fields does with the Chicago Bears. But what makes that trip a little bit more fun, I think, in week one for 49ers fans, if you're also a San Francisco Giants fans, as it was astutely pointed out by 49ers beat writer Cam Inman earlier today, that the San Francisco Giants are also in Chicago taking on the Cubbies. So the Giants at Wrigley Field Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you go catch a ball game at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field and then go Sunday and watch the 49ers trounce the Chicago Bears. That is going to be a W to start the season for the San Francisco 49ers. And I think the 49ers, if you ask most players and coaches, they'd prefer playing in Chicago at Soldier Field week one rather than in December, right? One of these week 16, 17, 18 games or January, because it can get cold and weather can get bad there. And as was pointed out on Twitter, maybe the 49ers don't care because they're a cold weather team, the way they're built to bully people and run the ball. But I still think the 49ers would rather have that Bears road game in week one than at the end of the season. I think the fans that travel there absolutely would also feel the same way. Yeah, Eric says, in the chat, Vegas trip for sure. Absolutely. That's week 17. There, we could be talking about playoff opportunities for both of these teams, too. A late season trip to Las Vegas, 49ers, Raiders, New Year's Day, some hangovers being. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? 49ers fans on New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, tearing up the town? Be careful out there, folks, for that January 1 game the next day. At least you get until 1:05 for kickoff, so it's not an early morning kickoff or anything like that. But, man, yeah, road trip to Las Vegas. There's going to be a lot of 49ers fans in the house there. And I think there will be playoff implications potentially for both of those teams in two of the best divisions in football, in the AFC West and the NFC West. So fantastic games there for the road trips. And of course, the Mexico City game. Those are the three that stand out to me for road trips that are going to be maybe can't miss games for 49ers fans that want to go see the 49ers go play a game on the road. And really, it's a nice schedule for the 49ers this year when you're just looking at home and road stuff, because the 49ers already have that extra home game this year because of the odd schedule, 17 games, right? So you're going to have, last year they had one more road game than they had home games. This year they're going to have one more home game than they had road games, as all NFC teams will. And then one of those road games against the Arizona Cardinals in week 11, that Cardinals road game is actually just a neutral site game in Mexico City. So really only seven true road games on the schedule this year, and there's only one back-to-back road stretch, and that is week 5 and week 6 at Carolina and at Atlanta, which is not a big distance between those two cities. So you got to think the 49ers are planning something to maybe hold over and have that one, and that's really the only opportunity for the 49ers to do what they've done in recent seasons, is have that one holdover stretch on the East Coast and practice somewhere and then come back and play week 6 against the Falcons. And that's early in the season before the team is run down or anything like that. So we got, I mean, this is a really nice schedule home and away for the 49ers this year. And I know, you know, NFC West teams always, you know, and AFC West, all the Western West Coast teams always travel a lot more every year when you look at flight miles for NFL teams. And this really nullifies a lot of that, because there are really no rough stretches at all for the 49ers. And you got multiple weeks where you're back to back at home. You're back to back to back at home after a long week as well. So you've got the Thursday night game in week 11 against the Cardinals. So you have a long week already coming back home in week 12 against the Saints. And then you have three in a row at home, week 12, 13, and 14 against the Saints, hosting the and it was supposed to be Raheem Mostert was talking about week 17 with the Miami Dolphins. It's actually week 13 that Raheem Mostert and a lot of familiar faces are coming back to Levi's Stadium with the Miami Dolphins there, December 4th, week 13, and then week 14 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady coming home to play the 49ers there. So back to back to back home games, and they'll have a long week even before, because of the Thursday night game in week 11 against the Cardinals in Mexico City after that travel. So it's a really a favorable schedule. And then that bye week, right smack dab in the middle, week 9 for the 49ers with a bye. Okay, I got to go through these games and just pick winners, pick losers. I want to see in the chat, get into the chat a little bit, see which one of the games you guys think is going to be the most fun, or maybe the most brutal, or maybe the most pivotal game on the schedule for the 49ers in 2022. And then we'll pick wins and losses for the 49ers coming up here on the 2022 season. But before we get into all that, I want to let the folks out there know about today's sponsors. And of course, we're talking schedule, we're talking wins and losses, and we're talking Bet Online. At Bet Online, you can find all of the odds, and they're going to be up there very quickly. In fact, I'm sure there are already odds up at Bet Online for every single one of those weeks for the 49ers. And you can bet on what their record is going to be. You can bet on if they will be in the Super Bowl. You can bet on offensive, defensive players of the year, rookies of the year, coaches of the year, you name it. There's tons of NFL futures at betonline.net, and our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights. You've got live betting, esports, and more. And it's not just all wagering. There's also lots of news and information, and to make those bets a little bit more impactful for your bank account at Bet Online, and of course in Vegas casino games as well. So if you go there to bet on football, you can stay, and while the game is happening, you can play a little blackjack or poker if you want as well. So get over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action at Bet Online, where the game starts. Thanks for making Locked On 49ers your first listen every day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Really appreciate you guys. Your team every day is our slogan for a reason. Love being with you every day and throughout the off season. And if you are looking for your second listen today, make sure you check out all the other tons of great content we have here on the network, like the Locked On NFL YouTube channel, which not only has the Locked On NFL program, you might have seen the Locked On Live NFL Draft programming that was amazing here. But of course, my other podcast here on the network, the Peacock and Williamson NFL show, and the YouTube home for that program is also on the Locked On NFL channel. So make sure after you hit subscribe to this one, you go over to Locked On NFL YouTube channel and hit subscribe over there. And of course, your teams are covered in other sports as well right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, let's bring this schedule back up on the screen here. I'm getting pumped, man. This is like one of those things that it just it brings you back to the reality that we're talking about football. Everything is so on paper throughout the offseason. You think about prospects, who could the 49ers draft and who are they going to sign? And you're looking at what the roster looks like. Now we actually get to see teams and you get to see logos here that the 49ers are going to be taking on and teams that the 49ers are going to be playing on the schedule. So this is always fun. Actually, I want to look a little bit at some of your favorites here into the chat. Who do we got here? Yeah, New Year's Eve in Vegas. I mean, that's almost too much, to be honest with you. I'm a little bit worried about some of the players. You have to have them under wraps, like early curfew, right, for the teams that are traveling from out of town. And like, look, we've already seen a lot of Raiders players get into trouble in Las Vegas. You know, that can happen. So that's reality there. And you're talking about a holiday like New Year's. You got to be careful over there. But, I mean, that one's going to be just flooded, and 49ers fans are going to have a big presence there, and a lot of Raiders fans are going to want to travel for that one too. So that's going to be a hot ticket. So you're going to want to get on that one very quickly if you're planning on going to Las Vegas for New Year's and catch the 49ers, hopefully trouncing those Las Vegas Raiders on January 1st, 2023. My goodness, I don't even like saying the numbers 2023, man. The time's going to slow down a little bit. All right, what else we got here? Yeah. Mexico City, a lot of folks pumped for that one. If I do go to Mexico City, we got to have some kind of a meetup because that'll be a lot of fun. And I am due for a trip to Mexico City. And last time I was in Mexico City, I was in Zacatecas. And we had a lot of fun. My wife's family is from there. And so we went down and I was taken on this trip where we took horses and we rode on horseback out onto the mountain. And then we went a little bit too late in the evening when we started our trip. So it started to get dark on our way down the mountain. And apparently this is something that her uncle does all the time. And I thought maybe this was like some gringo initiation for me to see if I can handle it. Riding a horse, first of all, and then, you know, go and pulling an all-nighter. So it got too dark. We couldn't take the horses back off the mountain. And so we got stuck and had just an impromptu camp overnight on some random mountain in Mexico where you hear coyotes howling during the night. And I'm huddled up under a poncho, and it was just a single poncho. So there's the hole for your head in the poncho, right? So I've got the hole balled up and I'm holding it over my head. And me and my wife are huddled under this poncho until the freaking sun comes up in the morning so we could ride our horses and find the path back down the mountain. It was amazing. And I'm still not convinced that that wasn't done on purpose to see if I could hang. But if it was a test or not, I passed it. And so I got to go back. I don't think I'm going to hit that same mountain with my wife's family. But Mexico City, 49ers, Cardinals, week 11, November 21st, Thursday nighter on ESPN. That's going to be a heck of a fun one. Oh, yeah. Shout out to 49ers rush John Chapman. Going to Mexico City. Okay, there you go. Well, there's the meetup. And if I do go, that will be where the meetup is. I love what John Chapman does with the 49ers rush road trip. And I'm definitely eyeballing Chicago, Mexico City, and Las Vegas on the schedule for road trips. But there's a ton of other good ones as well and a ton of great home games, starting with a home opener and the Seattle Seahawks, the hated Seattle Seahawks, and Drew Lock coming in. Like, this is, as my guy Eric Crocker put it on earlier on Twitter, like, the boogeyman's gone. I'm much more afraid of Russell Wilson playing quarterback than I am of Pete Carroll coaching that team. You know, a Drew Lock led Seahawks, and they might still be chippy. And it, to be honest with you, it might not be a Drew Lock led Seahawks. We're all assuming that it might be a Geno Smith led Seahawks, and that might be just as likely, actually. So, but Geno Smith had some nice games, and you know, he both those quarterbacks can chuck it up to DK Metcalf. It doesn't take that much to say, hey, that's the biggest, fastest dude on the field. I'm gonna chuck it up there and see if he can pull it down, right? So, but the Seahawks aren't that boogeyman anymore, and that's a nice one to come in for a home opener. So I've got a win on the road against the Chicago Bears. The Bears have one of the worst rosters in the NFL. I feel really bad for their young quarterback because it's going to be tough for him. And some of these quarterbacks, these year two quarterbacks, I expect a huge jump. That's when you have the biggest jump in your NFL career, is from year one to year two. And a lot of those rookie quarterbacks last year took their lumps. And there's going to be some superstars in that group. And there's going to be some busts. And we're going to start to learn who those are and what their trajectory is for their pro careers this season. And it's going to start in week one. And that's going to be a fun one with Trey Lance on the road against Justin Fields. The 49ers clearly have a much better roster. The one thing I would worry about is it's a new coaching staff, a new regime there for the Chicago Bears, just not really being able to advance scout that team, not really knowing what you're going to look at. I don't think it should be a problem for the 49ers. They're a better football team. They should be able to go in there and roll over the Bears, even on the road. But you know, it's a home game for them, and not knowing exactly what you're going to see, there's an opportunity for a team like that to maybe sneak attack some people early in the season before you get a book on what they're trying to do. I'm still not worried about it. That's a W for me for the 49ers in week one, and starting the season off 2-0 against the Seattle Seahawks. And the Seattle Seahawks, look, I don't care who's playing quarterback. I'm not afraid of the Seahawks at all if I'm the 49ers, but I don't think you're just going to sit there and roll through the Seahawks ever, and really a lot of division opponents. Just not the way it goes. Even bad division opponents, though, you when they win game. Remember when the 49ers didn't win any games except for beating the Cardinals, right? They beat zero other teams the year they ended up drafting Nick Bosa. They didn't beat anybody else except for the Cardinals for their two wins. So that's kind of how it is. Bad teams can still beat division opponents just because they're so familiar. And there's just, yeah, good point by the new. Yeah, Geno Smith already beat us before, so look, they could still do that as well. So you can't take any opponent lightly. And yeah, I mean, Seattle road trips are always fun. I'm always down to go to Seattle. One of the listeners asked me the other day in my yellow coffee cup. I don't have it here right now. I've got my Locked On mug, but I had my Powell's Books coffee mug, and it was a Northwest staple there in Portland, not Seattle, is where that Powell Books was, where I got that mug. It's a great bookstore. But yeah, I love me some Pacific Northwest. So, you know, a Seattle trip is always something I'm down for at any time, whether it's the 49ers playing the Seahawks or not, which will be week 15 this year, where the 49ers will travel to Seattle. And that's another prime timer, December 15th. Interested in the Amazon Prime video broadcasts coming this year, which is another new wrinkle. All right, where are we at? We're at 2-0 with the San Francisco 49ers this year. And look, there might be some tough games, and I think the Seahawks are going to be better. Everyone's just like, oh, they're terrible. They're going to be fourth in the division. They had a nice draft. They're going to be chippy. They're going to win some games, and I think they are still pretty well coached, but I'm not worried about the Seattle Seahawks the same way I would be if Russell Wilson was still the quarterback there. So I like the 49ers to start this season 2-0. Then the 49ers go back on the road in week three to Denver to play in the altitude against, guess who? Russell Wilson. So you're still going to see him this year. Now that is week three on the road against the Broncos. I'm going to say that is the first loss for the 49ers this year. So I've got 2-1 after 3 weeks, which is a nice start. It's just always tough to go to Denver on the road. They've got a really good football team. I'm interested to see how that AFC West shakes out this year. The 49ers have a couple of teams from that division on their schedule. And look, I can't just roll through here and give the 49ers W's every single week in this projection. But the first L, I'm gonna project a loss there with Russell Wilson leading those Denver Broncos. And you just can't escape Russ. You can't escape the chef. He'll be there in Denver waiting for the San Francisco 49ers. Coming back home against the Los Angeles Rams. We know how the Rams and 49ers do. Whether it's home or away, it's a home game for the San Francisco 49ers against the Rams. They handled them twice of that last year. Nearly came away with a third win in the NFC Championship game. So the home game, even though they're both kind of home games, I'm going to give this one as a win for the 49ers. So Niners off to a good start here, starting at 3-1. Week 5 and 6, back-to-backers on the road. And look, these aren't two of the juggernaut teams in the NFL. And I might say, hey, give the 49ers an L here if Jimmy Garoppolo is somehow quarterbacking those Panthers in week 5. That would be a little advantage for them. But if it's Darnold or a rookie and Matt Corral, they just don't have a quarterback. And so I'm not worried about that. And then the second half of the back-to-back is, along with the Bears, one of the weaker rosters in the NFL. The Falcons are going to have a tough time winning any football games this year. They have a bad roster. They might be picking number one overall in the NFL draft in 2023. So, look, can you come through that on the road? I would think that back-to-backs on the road is where you want to put an L, but I just cannot say that I believe the 49ers are going to lose one of those football games, especially if Trey Lance is playing at a level that I think he will be able to, and this is not a superstar level, just a baseline year two quarterback level, taking some strides from what we saw from him in week 17. So that's a nice little run to start the year if the 49ers really are 5-1 after the first 6 weeks of the season. The schedule does get more difficult from there, from week 17 through week 18. We'll get to the final 12 weeks of the season coming up after I let the folks out there know about Built Bar. Imagine dipping your finger into that plastic tub of birthday cake frosting and then opening your eyes and realizing that was only 150 calories with 16 grams of protein. That's what it's like to bite into a birthday cake puff from Built Bar. It's unbelievable what they're able to do and how good they're able to make their protein bars taste. These are protein bars that taste like candy bars. Only 150 calories in the brand new birthday cake puff flavor. If you haven't had puffs yet, puffs are the first ever protein infused marshmallow. It is really unbelievable. So never really had anything like the Built Bar birthday cake puff flavor. They had a brownie batter puff for a while. It's already been sold out at built.com. For some of these limited edition flavors, you got to act fast and go to built.com to find them, and all the traditional flavors as well that are awesome too. You don't have to go there just for the puffs. My favorite is just the standard peanut butter, which is back in stock at built.com. It is awesome. Most Built Bars have only, 130 to 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, low sugar, low net carbs, and it's the best of both worlds. It's a snack you can reach for. You can feel good about it because it's good for you and it tastes delicious. So you'll want to keep going back for more of that food that is much better for you than reaching for some of those other snacks you might be craving at the time. So go to Built.com. You can get the birthday cake puffs. You can get peanut butter. You get whatever flavor you want or a mixed box of Built Bars at Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. Again, that is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. 6-1. Our boogie agrees 6-1 after the first 7 games. Wait, I think I had 5-1. Where am I at here? I'm already lost. After 6 weeks, I've got them at 5-1. This is where things get a little bit more difficult. The next stretch, luckily there's a bye week in there, but you've got the Kansas City Chiefs playing the AFC West. This is a tough one. 4 games against the AFC West on the schedule for the 49ers. October 17th, week 7, Kansas City Chiefs. Then you go on the road at LA. Then you get a week to rest at home. Then you've got the Los Angeles Chargers, who are much improved and already a scary team to play against, even though they didn't make the playoffs last year in week 10. You've got the Arizona Cardinals game in on a short week, right? Thursday. That's a Thursday game, right? Am I going crazy or is that not a Thursday game? Yeah. So it's Thursday game. Or is that a Sunday game? It's prime time Sunday night. Is that a Sunday night football game? Somebody help me out. It's too small. I can't even read what the print says on this thing. I thought it was Thursday night though for that Arizona Cardinals game. Either way, you've got Chiefs, Rams, Chargers, Cardinals in Mexico City, and then at home against the Saints. That middle portion of the season is pretty rough. That is the toughest stretch for the 49ers, and that's coming off that only back-to-back of the season. So I'm going to go L against Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, they kind of have the 49ers number right now. They got to prove they can beat them. I'm going to go back-to-back L's. I'm going to split with the Rams there. I had them winning home and home there. You come off the bye. So that 49ers are 5-3 now at that point. And you regroup, right? You lose back-to-back games. And then you're like, okay, we got to regroup for the stretch run. 5-3. They're probably still fighting for the top spot in the NFC at that point. But you got to go on another run. And you got to win a bunch of football games. So 5-3 after 8 games. Week 9 bye. Then you've got the Los Angeles Chargers, who I'm going to say, this is tough for me. I think the 49ers are going to have a tough stretch here and lose to the Los Angeles Chargers. I really like the direction the Chargers are going this year, even though that's a home game. Then you go to Mexico City and win that one. Then you have the Saints at home, which is another win. So that brings us back to 7-4 on the season after 11 games, week 12 of the season. Home stretch now, last 6 games on the schedule, week 13. This is like the master against the apprentice here. You cannot let your old offensive coordinator, your old run game coordinator in Mike McDaniel come into your house in his first season as an NFL head coach and beat you if you're Kyle Shanahan. So Niners got to win this game. That puts them at 8-4 on the season. Tom Brady, I'm going to say that is an L, even though that is a long trip from Florida to Levi's Stadium for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's 8-5 now on the season for the 49ers. A loss. You're going to split a lot of games against your division opponents, right? So I'm going to go with a loss here against the Seattle Seahawks. I'm not going to project the 49ers to sweep the Seahawks or the Rams this year. So that is now 8-5 on the season. Then you come back against Washington at home, which is a W. You go on the road and beat those Las Vegas Raiders. To be honest with you, I think this is a good locker room that's not going to get into trouble in Las Vegas on New Year's. And I think maybe the hometown Raiders might get into more trouble than even the 49ers. So, and a big traveling group of fans going there as well to Las Vegas to watch that football game. So it might have not quite a home field advantage, but it might not feel as much like a road game on a short, very quick flight. I've taken that flight many a time from the Bay Area to Las Vegas. You barely even get up to altitude. You just go beep, boop, right back down again. It's a pretty fun flight. So that is another W. So that is 10-5. Is that right? 10-6 going into the last week of the season. I think that puts you in pretty good shape to either make the playoffs with a loss, even in, like, I think that's the playoff stretch, right? Week 15, week 17 against the Seahawks, against the Raiders. And then I'm going to say sweeping those Cardinals. I don't like the vibe right now around the Cardinals. And with this whole Kyler Murray thing, kind of feels like what went on last year with the Seattle Seahawks. I think there might be a coaching change in the future of that franchise. So a little listless there. And so January, to be decided whether that is a prime timer or not. I've got the 49ers winning that one. So 11-6. It's a pretty darn good record for the 49ers. 11-6. And a playoff team. That is a playoff team. And if the 49ers win 11 games under, and it's not a stretch at all, if the 49ers win 11 games with their second-year quarterback, Trey Lance, I mean, things will be humming. Things will be really going well for those San Francisco 49ers. Our Boogie says he's got a 12-5 record. Monday Night Football, thank you for clarifying that. I don't know why I thought it was Thursday. So it will be a short week coming off of that, but at least they get to come back home after that against the New Orleans Saints in week 12 after that Mexico City game. So it is a Monday Night Football game in Mexico City in week 11 against those Arizona Cardinals. But anyway, yeah, come on. Prime time, Mexico City, that's going to be a home game for the 49ers. We know how that's going to go. So that's a rough pull for the Cardinals to get a home game against the Niners in Mexico City because we know who the home team's going to be down there in Mexico. Any winning record with Trey is considered a success? I think so. I mean, I don't think we should expect 11. I just think that's what the 49ers can do. After looking at this roster post-draft and going through all these position groups, when Croc and I are going through our scouting reports and looking at the position groups, man, there is a ton of competition, a ton of depth right now on this roster and some star players. So Kyle Shanahan, we know he can get people open. We've already seen some of the explosive qualities that Trey Lance has. As long as he's not a disaster, And Kyle Shanahan can scheme some things up for him and maybe make some reads pretty easy for him in his first full season as a starter. We know he's dynamic with an arm. We know he can run the ball a little bit. It's going to put stress on defenses. And especially early in the season, teams might not know exactly how to play against the 49ers. So That's going to be a lot of fun. And I think anything, David says 9-8, I think 9-8 would be considered a pretty good season for a first year starting quarterback. And that would be off on the right foot. But I think they might have even a little bit more in them this year if Trey Lance is as good as I think he can. Ken says he agrees with the 11-12 wins. I mean, it's pretty optimistic, but going through the schedule, I feel more confident in the 49ers after looking at this schedule. And there's a lot of good teams on it. And on paper, it looked like they were going to have a tough schedule this year. But when you see that there's only one back-to-back against two teams that, especially the second leg of the back-to-back, is one of the worst teams in the NFL and the Atlanta Falcons. And look, you kind of usually think you know how these teams are going to be, but you never really know. Maybe the Falcons somehow turn it around and they're chippy and a really good football team. You don't expect it. And maybe the 49ers struggle a lot more than we expect. And Trey Lance is a disaster and just not ready. And losses could pile up as well. This is a tough league, and you can't just sit there and pencil in wins against anybody and phone those games in either. So, Brush says, Peacock, you guys going to get a hold of Samuel Womack film? I want to hear y'all's take on him. I can't find anything on him. Yeah, we got a little bit. We'll be doing an episode on Sam Womack. We'll be doing an episode on Burfert and Zakel, the two offensive linemen. We might do a 2-in-1 episode there and start doubling up on some prospects and hit some of the undrafted free agents as well as we go through those scouting reports and watch more film on all of these guys. So, yeah, it's fun. I'm excited. I know you guys are excited. I can tell by all the folks that are in here with me live and everybody who is fired up for the 49ers season. I want to know why, Joseph. Joseph says the 49ers won't beat Miami. Is that because they have too many of those secrets? They have too many in-house secrets on the 49ers? Tyreek Hill going to run wild on the 49ers? Raheem Mostert going to run wild on the 49ers? Mike McDaniel's a smart dude. I'm really interested to see how he does as head coach there, but man, I'm not a huge Tua believer, and I think they could potentially be an all right team, but that's a long trip for them to go coast to coast. And look, man, if you're Mike McDaniel, because this is my question. Did Kyle Shanahan teach Mike McDaniel everything Mike McDaniel knows? Or did Kyle Shanahan teach Mike McDaniel everything Kyle Shanahan knows, right? So is there some stuff that he didn't tell him, that he knows that he didn't tell him? So that'll be a lot of fun. I've seen a lot of this. There are some folks that think that McDaniels is really the man behind the man and the genius play designer, and that Kyle Shanahan has gotten too much credit over the years. Look, and if that's reality, we'll probably find out pretty soon, and we'll definitely know after week 13, if that's the case. I don't think it's necessarily cut and dry that either. I mean, I think they're both smart and they can both be just fine without the other. That's probably the most likely answer to it, but it'll be fun to watch Kyle Shanahan without his right-hand man. He's been with him for so many years, and it'll be even more interesting to see if Mike McDaniel can go out there and do it on his own, because it is tough. It is hard. And you can't just sit in here. When you're a head coach, there is so much responsibility on you, media availability, just like red tape and stuff that you have to go through every single day and you have to be involved with, that you don't have to be involved with when you're just the guy in the lab and designing stuff. So that's always really difficult for some really smart coaches in the league. And even some good ones, it takes a while to even get used to that. So if you're Mike McDaniel, you don't just get to sit in the lab and design stuff all day. Yeah, you've got to look over a whole football team. So anyway, we will see. Explosivo, there we go. 17-0. Let's go, 49ers. All right, thanks everybody for jumping in the live stream talking 49ers schedule release. I'm excited about this season even more than I was before. Keep tuning in here all offseason long to Locked On 49ers. We are going to continue breaking down all the 49ers draft picks, deep dives on the film there. We are going to be doing our all-time San Francisco 49ers draft, and now it's going to be a three-team draft with Croc joining me and Winkler, and we haven't done that for about 5 years now, so that's going to be something we're going to do in June, and that was a lot of fun last time. And of course, we're going to do some live chats with everybody as well, so make sure you go over to Locked On 49ers YouTube channel and subscribe there and hit the bell so you know that you are notified when we go live and we have a show. Appreciate everybody jumping in here, and we'll talk to you Monday right here, Locked On 49ers.